This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Before I tell you who brings this part of the show to you first, or this portion of the show to you in part, I have checked with Ammunition Depot. They still have ample supplies of all calibers. If you're looking for ammo, there's where you go. But this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Just as proof that California is not full of idiots, which I've always suspected that. There's an artist there. He goes by the name of Sabo. He's a street artist. I believe it's Sabo. Okay. Sabo is a conservative street artist in California. I know. I know. After terrorists in his state staged the nation's second deadliest attack last week, Sabo decided to join in the ensuing debate regarding how best to prevent a future radical Islamist attack. As has been the case in most of his previous campaigns, the tone of his latest message was bitingly sardonic. You see, he's created a sign that says, and I guess this is LACMA. LACMA is a jihad-free zone, and it has a representation of two guys, one wearing a suicide vest, the other one with a knife, with another guy in the middle on his knees with his head down, just like a gun-free zone sign. Taking a page from the leftist gun control activists, still perpetuating the myth that gun-free zones prevent gun violence, he created a series of customizable signs designating certain areas as jihad-free. Blogger Don Suber opined that the signs represent better protection than Obama and Congress have given us. The ILJ Review published a report about the artist and his latest work, prompting some ardent praise from readers. One woman thought, ah, sarcasm at its best. Gotta love this artist. Another one pointed out that the street artist is showing just how idiotic the gun-free zones are. Some didn't get his point. One reader wrote, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm sure a terrorist intent on jihad will see this sign and go somewhere else. Just stupid. Exactly. Exactly. Now take jihad. Take jihad and substitute that for gun-free, or substitute gun-free for jihad, and apply the same logic. Do you think a do you think just your common garden? I was going to go to a restaurant the other day, okay? Called The Roost. Supposedly one of the upscale restaurants, everything organic. I didn't know that. I just wanted to go there because their outdoor seated area was very nice. Very scenic. I'm going up, I'm walking up there, and I see this gun-free zone sign. Now, I'm concealed, so I could have gone in there. They had no way to check me. They had no way to do anything. And then I thought, do I want to spend money with a bunch of stupid people? Or at least with a stupid owner? And I said no. So I turned around and walked away. The only thing that stopped me from going in there was me and my morals. Me and my mindset. A criminal seeing that is going to be hoping that everybody like me that sees that sign thinks exactly the way I do. The gun-free zone sign is, you know, it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. And getting out there, and you know, it's equally as stupid to get out there and declare that something is jihad-free. Look, you cannot set boundaries without enforcing them. Here's the problem with what the gun grabbers have done up to this point. This is what has led to all of these spree shooting incidents. They go out there and they designate something gun-free, and then when they disarm me and you, if we go in there, they put nothing else in place as the buffer. There is no buffer against the spree shooter. Ever. Ever. And that has to stop. That really has got to stop. Now, tomorrow night, okay, and some of you are going to get a hearty little chuckle out of this. I, as a former martial artist, I appreciate people who have absolute, accurate, pinpoint precision control of their bodies. So I'm a sort of a ballet fan. Bruce Lee was a ballet fan. But the only ballet I ever go and see is because of is the Nutcracker, because I immensely enjoy the Christmas season. If anybody gets a little chuckle out of that, that's fine. I'm going to be going into a venue that's going to be laid out an awful lot, just like that French music venue. Just like it. I don't know if it's a gun-free zone, because this will be the fifth year I've gone there, and I always carry a gun when I'm going in, and I'll be carrying a gun tomorrow. Tonight, tomorrow. I'll be carrying a gun tomorrow. And I have done a couple of things to try to mitigate my exposure. I'm in the pit next to the orchestra, but I'm in the pit, but from the balconies, you cannot see where I'm going to be sitting. I pick seats expressively close, right next to the exit door. I said, I want to be closest to the exit. And I got it. I got those seats. So I'll be going there, and I'll be sitting there enjoying a little, you know, a little bit of culture as best I can. Sitting there looking at a bunch of young people, you know, listening to some outstanding music, the likes of which you never hear. Nobody does stuff like that anymore. And I mean, you know, Tchaikovsky, I've been a big fan of his forever. I'll be listening to that, and on my hip will be my Glock 17. I carry the service size gun everywhere I can possibly go. I carry the Glock 17, and in my back pocket, completely hidden away, will be three spare magazines for that. So I will have on me, what's that, 34, 60, 68 rounds of ammunition, 69 rounds of ammunition, because I do have one in the chamber and a full magazine. Not concerned about it being a gun-free zone. I just want to be able to, if while I'm relaxing, watching something, if I have to change my outlook, I want to be able to change it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The other day, for some reason that I cannot fathom, Wendy Davis, who was the Democratic nominee for the governorship of Texas, whose claim to fame was she filibustered something. That was it. That was her political accomplishment, which she attempted to filibuster something, is what I should say. She made an admission, and I think in a way she was sort of taking credit for gun control not moving forward, or blaming herself for gun control not moving forward in Texas. Now, first and foremost, Wendy Davis should be a footnote in history. She should be in the rear view. She should be showing up any day now on The Surreal Life or one of those reality-based TV shows, because she's done. She's over. She's nothing. But she had a confession to make. She supported open carry rights in Texas during her disastrous gubernatorial campaign, and that's been haunting her. Now, granted, while a law-abiding Texan could open carry his or her long gun, carrying handguns had been illegal since the Civil War, which is pretty stupid when you're on the outside of it. In June of 2015, newly elected governor Greg Abbott reversed that law. She says that she's part of the reason why progress on so-called sensible gun control hasn't been made, which is absurd. The reason gun control legislation remains stuck in the mud is because the public doesn't agree with it, simply. 57% believes that guns prevent crime, and they're right. Republicans control Congress. 66 of the 99 state legislatures, the most ever, two-thirds of the governorships, and have the most legislative seats at the state level since 1920. So, given this particular moment in time in the political landscape, gun control isn't happening anytime soon. Davis barely got 40% of the vote, and she's probably the least of the movement's worries. She says, in 2014, during my Texas gubernatorial campaign, I succumbed to the idea that making guns an issue in the race was not politically wise in a conservative state. I take full responsibility for this decision, and I've lived with the consequences of having made it ever since. By the way, as I employ Captain Subtext, this could also read, during my Texas gubernatorial campaign, I lied through my teeth, bold face, in an attempt to garner votes and, you know, persuade idiots into believing that I was telling them the truth. She continues, however, in one sense, it was a successful strategy. It kept the open carry question off the table and out of the volley of issues that were batted back and forth between me and my opponent during the remainder of the race. Given how heated the topic had become with the pro-gun rights folks, I was glad I avoided lighting that match. But in another sense, it was terrible. Justifiably, some of my largest donors were angry about my position. And I will never forget the tear-filled eyes of a member of the Moms Demand Action as she expressed her disappointment in me. Worse, I had to live with my own conscience. In the end, there's no question in my mind that my decision to support open carry actually cost me votes than I otherwise would have had, as it should have, and I doubt that it gained me a single one, but that's not the point. Indeed, it is not the point, Davis. You were never going to win. That's the point, I think, that you need to embrace. She decided to run because the prospect of her winning re-election to her state Senate seat at the time was tenuous. It you know, at its very highest, estimation. And, you know, even if one of the Castro brothers were to run for governor of Texas someday, a primary between Davis and one of them would have ended up in a slaughter for Davis again. Also, her loss has set back Democratic plans of turning Texas into a competitive state, i.e. purple. They want it to be a purple state. Lastly, her open carry support cost her votes. That's the language of a loser, candidate saying, you know, when they lose by razor-thin margin. She lost by 20 points. And I'm sure that you being a candidate who initially prevented a late-term abortion bill really caught on in deep red Texas. See, Wendy thinks that if the, you know, the baby can be kicking and holding up a peace sign, then you can abort that child anyway. She leaves readers with this. When the Manchin-Toomey bill failed in April 2013, only four Republican senators voted in favor of it, including Senator Pat Toomey, the bill's co-sponsor. Only a handful of Democrats voted against it. All of them were from predominantly red states. I can imagine all of the phone calls and advice they got from their own strategy teams. They need to be listening to their constituents. The strategy teams didn't vote them in. Maybe like me, they feared that voting in favor of the bill would suck all the oxygen out of the room. No, they feared losing their jobs, what they feared, Wendy, you disgraceful idiot. I'm not sure what they were thinking then, but I wonder if they're feeling guilty about it now, too. Unlike me, though, the ones who are still in office have a chance to reverse course. They still have a pulpit from which to speak. I can only hope that whatever guilt they might feel about that prior vote won't wait to catch up to them until they're out of office and out of the politics, removed from the opportunity to do something about it like it did for me. Here's the other problem. We've already made reference to it. None of these things would actually do anything. It would prevent nothing. None of this stuff would prevent anything. Even Blumenthal, Senator Richard Blumenthal, the guy who claimed to be a military veteran, and I think he was actually in the Salvation Army or whatever it was. I don't remember those details to the idiot. They admitted that Manchin-Toomey would not have prevented the Newtown shooting, which was the impetus for the April 2013 vote. Then the other question I have, what is the point of you imposing yourself upon my consciousness, Wendy Davis? Simply fade away, please. Simply fade away. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. This is not the in the chat room. This is not the last live Lock and Load. This is the last live Lock and Load for the year. It's not the last time I'm live for the year, just the last live Lock and Load for the year. And you can email me at that address to get that schedule. Anyway, the FBI has taken heat for failing to immediately classify the San Bernardino shootings as terrorism. That's because, well, the FBI was reluctant to do this because the White House told them not to. Source told Jack Murphy of SOFREP that the FBI instantly believed the shooting, which left 14 dead, to be a clear act of terrorism. The White House, however, didn't feel the same way and quickly moved in to squash the terror classification. Source added that as soon as the shooting took place, Obama convened a meeting with the National Security Council and the heads of other federal enforcement agencies to discuss a public relations strategy. A public relations strategy is something you do in a campaign. It's something you do in a campaign. Part of the reason for trying to avoid the designation of the shootings as terrorism is because it threatens to upset many parts of the Obama administration's policies going forward. Their strategy in Syria, I mean, a case of Islamic terrorism in the U.S. would put additional pressure on the administration to play a much more active role in the conflict. The case for bringing Syrian refugees here and the border being sealed, that changes its context. The part about gun control, well, you know, terrorism is not gun violence. It's a different thing altogether. It has a political agenda as the motive. The motive is everything. So all of this, and I mean, like the University of California at Merced stabbings and slashings, that was terrorism. Just because he used a gun doesn't, just because he didn't use a gun doesn't mean that's not terrorism. In this case, because the preponderance of evidence so pointed to terrorism, the FBI's hand was forced and the agency declared the existence of a terrorism investigation, going against top-down priorities from the White House. Saeed Rizwan Farooq, the shooter, had contact with ISIS and other groups. In response, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the Department of Justice was ready and waiting to persecute people engaging in anti-Muslim rhetoric. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Okay? About anti-Muslim. I don't agree, nor will I condone going out and physically attacking anybody, because of their nationality or their religion or anything else. I don't. Never going to. However, okay? My son lives in, he lives in downtown Greenville, South Carolina, my oldest son. And, he lives up the road from a Louis Farrakhan mosque, a Louis Farrakhan Nation of Islam mosque. And, you know, Louis Farrakhan has gotten out there and he's called for the death of Whitey and, you know, attack and hunt us down and all this other stuff. And, you know, I've made sure that my son has got enough kit if something happens. Not because, and I'm not going down there to attack them myself unless they start going forth and doing stuff anyway. But let's see. Let's go to Damien in South Carolina. Homeboy from Vermont. What's up, Damien? How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was listening to your favorite radio show last night, NPR. And, just coming out of the woods from deer hunting. And they were interviewing a gun shop owner in Wyoming. Did you hear about
right.
this?
No, I did not.
So this guy's actually retiring, and I forget who the clown was from NPR that was interviewing him. And the gun shop owner said that since last week, they're having to wait a half an hour or more on most cases just to get someone on the line at the FBI to do a background check on people because this president of ours is one of the greatest spokesmen for gun sales in the history of the world.
Yeah. He's really good. I mean, you know, I was a guest on the Polite Society podcast last night, and they were talking about 100 million guns sold under Obama. The 100 millionth NICS check was actually reached in June of 2014 under Obama.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really know. I'm sure we've gone well beyond 100 million guns. And one of the questions I have to any Democrat out there is when they get out there and start signaling they're going at, why wouldn't you do this clandestinely?
Right.
Who are you signaling out there when you go out there looking and coming for gun control? Obama cannot impose background checks, which is one of the things he's wanted to do. He wants to impose background checks on private sales. He can't make up law. He can't do that through executive order.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he thinks he's doing.
I'll tell you something. Back before the crash of 08, people like Paul Ryan were on certain committees, and they had the inside baseball on what was going on. And I know that some people are going to chuckle when I say this, but when you're at that level of government, you know everything that's happening 24 hours beforehand. You know the real things that are going on, whereas everyone else, you know, us lowly serfs, you know, have to try and, you know, think about things and try and get ahead in life. But they get all the inside baseball and bet on things that they know are going to be winners. And it would not surprise me in the least that when this clown became president, that they all were sitting around saying, you know, we can make a killing. Everyone thinks, you know, they all think you're going to do something about taking gun rights and guns away anyways. So let's all buy Ruger, Smith & Wesson, you know, Remington stock. And then as all this stuff transforms, you know, you're just going to come out and say, you know, I'm going to do something. I've got a pen and a phone, and I'm going to do something. And it'll scare everyone to go out and buy it. I mean, Ruger stock has gone up over 700% since this fool became president.
You know, and that, but you know what? I hate to say bad things about dead people, but Bill Ruger is not the gun owner's friend, and the fact that his company is making a lot of money bothers me a great. Listen, we're coming up on the break. Can you hang on? I want you to be able to finish your point.
Absolutely.
Hang on.
Yep.
Hang on through the break for me. Yeah, that is not a bad idea. That postulation is not bad. I get that, and that, you know, makes sense in a way. But all things notwithstanding, he's still the best gun salesman out there, no matter what he's doing. We'll be right back, going back to the phones on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Vonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. We don't really have time. Let's go to the phones real quick. And got other phone, got them popping up now. Damien, I got somebody else out there wanting to speak real quick. So let's finish up as quick as you can.
I just want to say I loved your point, too, about with the whole Pierce Morgan thing. And I'm going to use that as an argument when I hear these people talking about it, that, you know, you're never going to know or hear about mass shooting stopping by someone who's a responsible gun owner who saves the day, because it doesn't become a mass shooting, because it's just like the guy in, was it Washington, who went into the mall, and then as soon as he saw the off-duty security guy with his Glock, he went in the stairwell and blew his brains out, you know?
Right.
So
the you know, and the other point is that it's not a mass shooting. Or how is a law-abiding citizen supposed to stop a mass shooting in a gun-free zone? How?
Right. I mean, Chris Kyle got shot at a gun range, but my understanding of the story is that there was just a couple people there, right? But the shooter wound up being dead anyways, right? But it's like nobody walks to, like, a gun range with 50 people there and starts shooting everyone, because they might get one or two rounds off, and then everyone else is going to mow them down. But
yeah.
In a gun-free zone where law-abiding citizens are the same ones that go out and obey the law and get a CWP or do everything they're supposed to do to legally carry, they're going to be ones that say, oh, I can't go into that building, or I can't go pick my kid up at school because I got a concealed carry on me or something like that, whatever it be, and they're going to obey it, and then what are you going to have? What I find disturbing is that now some of these private schools and whatnot are going to start jumping on board with the gun-free zone. And, you know, I know parents have put their kids in private schools because it's not a gun-free zone. And there's teachers there that carry here in the state of South Carolina. So it's just kind of ludicrous how everyone just wants to, for the sake of being politically correct, or, you know, for what happened last week, they just think we got to start, you know, disarming everyone, and then this won't happen, when, you know, they had to have a straw purchase to get those guns anyways.
Yeah, the other part about that is if I've never had any of my children in a private school. If I were paying a private school and they told me what I could and couldn't do, I didn't let public school tell me what I could and couldn't do.
Well, we had to get out of public schools because they don't even let kids defend themselves if they get picked on by a bully, like starts beating them.
I know.
Themselves.
I know.
It's crazy. Well, you go take the other caller. Have a great holiday, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be calling again soon.
Merry Christmas, sir. Same to you.
Take care.
Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing.
Hey, I read in the newspaper here early on this week. We have a town called Columbia, Lancaster County, and it's down there along the Susquehanna River, oh, probably about a mile or two from the TMI nuclear power plant. And we had this 18-year-old punk decided to go into a house near the river and try to rob it. Well, there was a 12-year-old young man, heard him come in, and he grabbed the shotgun and shot at him. And he missed the robber, but the robber turned around and ran out of the house.
Yeah, I would too, wouldn't you? I would. Somebody shooting at me, I'm not standing there going, what? I'm out of there.
Well, this punk pulled a knife on this kid, and he got cut on his arm. But people like to say that, oh, we should keep guns away from children, not when they're properly trained.
Well, no, and I mean, that sounds like the story of the kid that was at home with his younger siblings, and somebody was coming through the door, and they kicked in the door, and he knew how to handle his father's AR-15, and he brought it up and used it like a boss, saved his family, saved his siblings. So, that's why, with my kids, I taught them, and I think anybody that has guns, that has children out there, I think one of the ways you keep your children safe is to teach them about the weapon, isn't it? I mean, I'm just trying to do the best by them.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my wife here trained in how to defend herself with what we have here.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I'll tell you, tell her I said this. This is the truth, too. And don't take this as a slash at your ego, because I had to take it as one at mine, and then I got over it. She's going to be a better shot than you are.
Yeah, I know that. She took her first gun class, and she did real, real well.
Women have a better touch on the trigger, and they have a easier method of breathing, right? And just coming out of the box, I mean, straight out of the box, they have an advantage over us when it comes to that, as far as hitting their target, which is, I had a hard time. This was told to me when I was a younger man in the military. My uncle told me this when he was training a couple of young ladies to be in the Olympics, and he whispered it to me, and I was like, no way! Of course, there was. So good luck with that there. Craig, be sure and train her well. What are you training her to shoot?
Well, I got her into our local gun club.
Right.
But I need to get her trained a little bit more on how to be more comfortable with the pistol, so she can get qualified, so she can shoot on the outside range.
Right.
That once she gets comfortable with that, I'll train her on the AR-15 and how to manipulate that thing.
Go get you some snap caps and stick them in there. Is it a semi-automatic pistol?
Yes.
Go get you some snap caps and load the entire pistol with it and let her go through an entire magazine of stoppages and let her get used to reducing a stoppage in a gun, because that's the only thing to get comfortable doing is reducing a stoppage in a gun. The shooting part of the gun is the easy part. Learning how to keep the gun in the fight is the hard part. Let her, it's just, pull the trigger, nothing happens, run the slide, slap the magazine, run the slide, pull the trigger again. I mean, she can do that all day.
Yeah, I have a couple, though. I have sort of snap caps I can put in two magazines I bought for this pistol. And those things are going up, too.
Yeah, they are. But, snap caps are durable goods. Once you've got them, they work. And they're always good to have. And then once she's done a magazine of snap caps and throw some in the middle with some live rounds, let her practice that. And in a day, she's going to be a pro. It'll click, and she'll be a pro.
My wife is here. She says, thank you.
Oh, Look, I don't say that happily. It's, you know, I get out there, I go to the range, I think I'm Sonny Crockett. I want to show up in my Ferrari Testarossa with my white linen jacket and my Bren 10 millimeter. And then I get out there and some lady who's quite unassuming and very open to instruction and listens is going to smoke me like a cheap cigar. So, you know, I'm not happy with that. But it's the truth. It is the truth. So, in any event, good luck with that. The reducing the stoppages, and it's the same way with the AAR. Reducing the stoppages, and I mean, you can take some empty brass and work with that. You got to practice stovepipes. That's the only thing you got to practice. The other thing is certain stoppages where you actually have to strip the magazine out. And that's it. It's not rocket science. It's just familiarization. It's not as hard as driving a car. And I do that every day. Competently. Thank you for the call, Craig. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Now, starting Monday, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I will be at 106.3 WORD. That's the only reason I'm not going to be live here. I wish I was live here, to be honest with you, but I'm going to do that. And I'm going to be there. First week, 10 to 12. Second week, 6 to 10. New Year's Eve, 3 to 7. And I'll put that up on the website. I will be publishing a podcast with new content every day. Okay? And that is all going to be going forward and everything else. I'm having a pretty good month. I don't want to mess that up. GCN, I would like to thank Genesis Communications for everything they've done for me for the past year. This past year has been hard. You know, the year started off hard. They have stood by me the entire time. I would like to thank them for standing beside me and continuing to help me with the show and as we push forward and try to make it bigger and better and everything else. They are a pivotal part of that, and without them, there is no Lock and Load with me. So, as I go away here, I simply say to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes open. Get dangerous and stay dangerous because we are in a dangerous time. This is no longer the time of theory. We are now dealing in things that are facts. I will be back, without a doubt. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.